One long question. And question at the very end. And doesn't mean why. Why am I getting why is this not different? That's B. No. What? Not why. Ma. Not lava. Ma. But that's a very short version of an article that spans from 163 to 200, over 40 pages. So I just gave you a very quick synopsis.
It's online. I can send it out.
It's online. Whoever wants it. Anyway, here it is. So, I'll hold it. Okay, good. You don't have to wait for the Seder. What? Rabbi Osai, we left off in the middle of a Mishnah. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah we left off in. Ramatim Zerah Pesach. We're in the middle of that. And the question was, isn't it an answer to the Ben Rasha, Moab Arad Os Lachem? So, if you pay attention to the Haggadah, who remembers? How does the Baal HaGadah answer the question? Russia now, remember the Lachem? Amartem? That's what the Pasuk says. Leave it alone. Baba, you give a different answer. You don't give the answer that the Torah gives. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Torah Tzvima says, since you don't give the answer that the Torah gives to the Ben Rasha, it's obvious that the Chazal Darshan it differently, and therefore the Amartem has nothing to do with the original question. It's a general din. Until the Chazal know that they made a drush as an independent din. Okay. Truth is, I thought Pshat as follows. We saw the Mechilta de Rashvi yesterday said, there's so many psukim. There's, as the Rambam put it, there's Zohar by yourself, and we got it with no question, Ki Yisholcha with a question. So they put them all together, the Mishnah together, so therefore once we know that Zohar tells you have to speak even though there's no question, there's no one else there, you're speaking to yourself. So that the Amartem therefore has reference to that as well. So the Amartem is built upon the Zohar, and therefore it applies even if there's nobody there. Not just if there's no question. Remember we saw the Mechilta, three steps? Question, your son with no question, and no son. And all three you have to speak about Sivu Yisrael Mitzrayim. So in all three, you have Amartem Zohar Pesach. That's how I understood it based upon the Mechilta the Rashi we spoke about last time. Fine. This is. Now we start with the next part of the Mishnah. This is even more complicated. The Mishnah over here, Kuf, Tes, Zion, Amud Beis. Matzah, okay? We're going to go Pshuto Shomikra now. Matzah, Al-Shem, Al-Shum, Shenigal, Abosenem, B'Mitzrayim, Shenemar, Hayobos, Abotik, Asherotzim, B'Mitzrayim, V'chule. You have to open to the Ran. This is to see, Pashup Shah, what's happening over here. Pashup Shah. By the way, before I go further, there were those who disagreed with the whole Tosis. Remember, everything's in brackets here. Ramadam is in brackets. Right? It's in brackets. In brackets. Some say the whole thing is not true. The real source is Vigata Labincha Bayomul Ev Barbu Zeh. Barbu Zeh. So you need to take the Pesach of the Matzah tomorrow. And that's the source. Although the truth is, it doesn't say Pesach over there. It says Matzah. It doesn't even say Barbu. The only thing that is found in Perigud Gimel is Matzah. But okay, they put them all together. Okay. Rabosai, let us now turn to the Ran. Pshuto Shemikri. I remember I spoke about it on Shalashudis. In my shul, I was in Parashat HaChodesh. I didn't realize that I was onto a Ran. And the whole discussion that we've shown him about the Pshuto Shemikri. What exactly applied in the pace of the Mitzrayim? On page Ayin Hay, or it's Chof Hay, I think in the old print, Matzah. Everyone see the big bowl that is matzah? Well, yachulis mameya. She shoved the ran. She yachulis mameya. Hoyo machmitzin also. Why? The Pesach Mitzrayim lo noag al alayla v'yom. These are the Pesach Sheni. That's what I used to call the program about Kochim. Tzad yom v'beis. Well, the macha yom utar v'malacha u'v'chomets. Well, the fichach ilu yachulis mameya hechmitzu v'sosaya l'tzorach macha. Shelo huzru v'vayiroa. And if we talk, shloheil and pnai afu a matzah, v'zeichel osagula and istava v'achilas matzah. Isn't it amazing? This Ran is amazing. He says a number of chidushim nifloim. One is a Gemara, which maybe we weren't aware of, and before the Gemara, that Pesach was only laila v'yom. Quotes the Gemara Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. The next day, what's the next day? What is the next day? Which day?
Seems to be learning Tesvav.
Tetzvav or Tetzayin? The next day, he says, Pesach is Laila V'yom. What Yom? Which Yom? Laila V'yom, this Leil Pesach was the 15th, and Yom Pesach is the 15th. And he says, it was not Laila V'yom. So what's Levachar? I'm asking you, what do you think Levachar? Tetzayin. That seems to be no other way, right? Okay. So you take a look, you'll see, Rabbi Osai, that there's a whole discussion of what this means. What did the Ran mean? So first of all, the Tzlach jumps on the Ran, says, Chas v'shalom, how can you, Ran, make up a whole new story which is not true? Namely, that there was no Easter of Chametz. No Easter of Bayirah, I should say. It's not true. Tzlach says, there's nowhere, is it indicated, a distinction between Pesach and Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros with respect to Bayirah. Now, Bayirah, you know, if you look at Pesukim, how much Chumash should know by Baal Pam? But we who in Shul is Ben Shabbos? We all in Shul. So we read Parashat HaChodesh. I mean, we were all there. So, you know, since you were there, you remember a little bit what it says there. It says over here, you know, interesting, just this Kutu Shemikra. From Pasuk Gimel till Pasuk Yud Gimel, 11 Pesukim is all about the Korban Pesach. That's it, nothing more. Now, starting from Pasuk Yud Dalet, it talks about the Dor Seichem, Shivas Yomim, Tashbisu, Mikra Kodesh. Okay, then all these dinim are found over here later on. Okay? Lo Yimotzei, this is from Pasuk Yud Gimel, excuse me, from Pasuk Yud Dalet to Chof. So the Parashah is divided into two distinct. I'm sure if you look at the Das Mikra, which I didn't, they'll probably tell you that it's two distinct parts, if not more subsets, the Parashah Chodesh. The first is called Pesach, and then it's about the Doros. When Moshe speaks to them, the very next Pesukim, starting Chof Aleph, this is the landing of the first day Pesach, Mishul Chulachem Tzon, all about Korban Pesach. This is Pasuk Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel, Chof Dalet, Chof Hey, well actually Chof Dalet, Chof Gimel actually, all about the Korban Pesach. And then Chav Zion is Pamadas have a Pesach with Hashem. Nowhere does Moshe tell him about Bal Yiroi, no tell him about Chometz, no tell him about 7 days, nothing, it's not here. This is presumably based upon this. Turn to the Gemara, keep one hand in the Ran, turn to the Gemara, it's Tzadei Vavim Beis. You'll see, the Ran quotes the Gemara. The Gemara said it, didn't make up a Gemara. Please, come on.
Thank you very much. I'm here with Rabbi Palkovitz. Or Khan asked if I would be able to go around asking the different shiurim if they would be able to donate. Unfortunately, he has two deaf sons, and he has some difficulty, and they needed some extensive operations. And if anyone would be able to give, it would be extremely nice. You could give to me either in the afternoon. I sit in front of Rav Hirsch in the Beis Medrash downstairs, or in the morning I sit at the front of the old Beis Medrash.
What if we give now?
That's
not going to happen. This comes from a Khan's, Aaron Khan is a great man. He says, give. He's a Kohen. You have to listen to him. Is that a foolish lame? This is what's called help from before Pesach. This is an ancient, the first halacha that was Pesach. The first page. Forget it. Does he have to help people for Pesach? That's what it says. So we're learning, we're poopling about all the details of Pesach Mitzrayim. Yeah, right here. Pesach Doros. You have to take care. And the fact the Gra dashes it, which is famously from the Parashat HaChodesh. You know what I'm talking about? Yeochel, no. Matzus, no. Famous Gra. There used to be someone that's coming all the time to raise money. You'll put on the board every year. I haven't seen him recently.
Thank you very much.
Shalom Avraham. That's not spend a lot. Talks about. Let's go back. So Tzadi Vavim Beis, what does it say? Top line. Michal the Pesach Mitzrayim Laila Echad V'Sulo. Just one night. Ayva Tanya B'Yosek Lili Omer. Second line. Minayin the Pesach Mitzrayim She'en Chimutza Noag Ela Yom Echad. Not Laila. Yom Echad. Tam Lomar. Lo yachol chametz, v'samach lei, hayom atem yotzin, That's in Parsha, that's in Perek Gimel, as we all know. Halachah, La'alecha, V'adin, L'Pesach Doros, V'chimutzu Kol Yom, V'Pesach Doros Kol Shiva. The simple pshat in this Gemara, the simple pshat, is that the dinim of Pesach Mitzrayim was Laila V'yom, which presumably means that the night that they left Mitzrayim, and the subsequent day, it meant it's Pashup Shah, right? Everyone with me, Pashup Shah? Right? Everyone with me? So now the Ran says, that's what the Ran says. The Ran's over here, quotes the Gemara. He says that it would apply, we call over here, Laila V'yom. Okay? And therefore, they, what could they have done? They would put the B'malacha U'v'chametz L'machar. Now, what is it? Was it Issa Malacha the first? That's a bit of a problem. What Malacha? What Malacha? We don't find any Malacha. If you look at the Pesukim, it's not there. Okay. Apparently, he holds it goes together. There's an Issa Malacha, Laila V'yom, and they could have held on to the Chametz, because there's no Ba'yiroa, so they could have, you know, take the Chametz out, they would have time to hold on to the dough, and then, the night of the 16th, you know, the day after they left the throne, they could make Chalas, bread, bagels, donuts, whatever they wanted to. That's the Pashup Shah. Turn to the Tosis Yontif, which you all have in the back, by the Mishnayos. You have the Tosis Yontif, see what he says. Open up to the Tosis Yontif. Please. Tosis Yontif. On this Mishnah, we're just going to Shemikra Rebosa. What exactly happened in Mitzrayim? So there's another quote to Ran. Quotes to Ran verbatim. He says as follows. The Krod lo Yerah v'parshas v'yikiviyach Hashem al Eretz Ksiv. In other words, the Yerah is only when it got to Eretz Yisrael. Whatever that means. Or that's a big kiddush. Because it says lo yemotzi in our parsha, in parshas achodesh, v'yach agav the chol yom tetzav ayu asurim lechol chametz kano lailo v'yom mikol makom v'moloch ayu mutarim shalom etstavu v'mitzrayim al shvitzis yantem at all v'yichol lafoso l'tzorach makroso shal acha yom yitzit. They could have baked it on the first day Pesach. There was no yisim moloch no v'yiro for that night. V'zeh shechaz of Aran v'lemoch ayu mutarim v'moloch. No, period. The Zeshkas of Iran, Ulamachim, Mutarba, Malacha, Bachomets, and a woman Lee. The E, Liros, Chomets, Af, Belailo, Lonesru, Balira, never applied. The Chain, the Malacha. So there never was an Issa Malacha. The Lechol, Gambi, Onesru. He can't read that line in Iran. What's Iran saying over here? Ulamachim, Mutarba, Malacha, Bachomets. What do you mean? Chomets is Mutar, Balira is Mutar all the time. Isur Malacha doesn't apply at all, ever. So Achilas Chametz applied to Alav Yom. Fire doesn't apply at all. So what does it mean, Malacha v'Chametz? Malacha is not the same as Chametz, because Malacha is Mutter, he thinks, all the time. Chametz Bal Yirah is Mutter all the time, and Achilas also Alav Yom. So what's going on here? Let's turn to those who have the back of the Yalta Mefarshim Hanfadosh. On the riff, please turn the page. Sadi Gimel. Yes, sir.
Ran says that if they could have, it would have been okay if their dough became chametz. But is he assuming that they would have delayed until after the day of Tetzvav?
They wouldn't eat it until after the day of Tetzvav. They could bake it on Tetzvav.
He's assuming that there was Bayerah on all of on at all, or
there was no Bayerah at all ever. That's what he said. That's a simple read. Let's take a look over here. He quotes the Tosfos Yontif. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, column 3. Ad Kalashon. Ma shekotav v'yochol gam yom nesru ein amuvan. The kavanah is to run al mochas yom ha-yetziya. V'hayna miyad shepona yom ha-yetziya. Hoi mutar lechol chomutz. U'kedin kol shapsos u'mawadlin v'zmaneinu. In other words, you can eat the chomutz le'el tezayim. Ma shekotav v'ran l'mochor. Lav Davka. What do you mean Lav Davka? L'mocha means starting presumably from Leil Tezayim. Mashkos of Iran Zeb Emes and the movement. Change the gears. We found Tanya Rabosa. Quote, Rotzim Shem Rabbeinu Yishai is out. Yilu Yechomis Mameo, you often also Chomis, your present return on Sabbath, Chomis, El Laila Achas. One night. Umashakos of Shesh, Tomatoga Matz, and all the Doris. Tom Matzazu, Al Shum Shlohism, with Sanchez of Seven and Achmets, Kachbi Rusho. Came to Gottish Broker, who wrote Esa Ozzy Matoga, Mava Mashaos Leos. That's the Beis Halevi says the mitzvahs are independent of nature, of the world, they're before the world was ever created. So he says he doesn't understand Rabbeinu Yishai. I found in the Otzim of Farshim there were those who say even more than Rabbeinu Yishai. There was no Easter Chometz in Mitzrayim whatsoever. What did I do with the Gemara?
Just Dan, also, I mean, the Gemara lists the Gemara and the Joseph, they list the things that are different between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Erev. So
right.
How can they say that there's no
Bayer Rabbi Yamate in that list? That's Slavskash. Unless you say there's no Easter Chometz at all, then it is listed. I want to make the following Chiddush. Make a Chiddush. Not only my Chiddush, but a tremendous dispute in Parshas Baal Oscha. Okay, I'm just taking my own Chiddush, and I haven't found it anywhere, but out of desperation. Desperation. There are those who say there was no Easter Chometz whatsoever. So what do the Gemara? And if it's only a night, also Shemen the Gemara. What do you do? So perhaps we make the following suggestion. In Parshas Baal Oscha, where the Pesach Sheni is found, there's a Rashi, the tremendous fight in the Farshi Rashi. What did Rashi mean? Here we go. Rashi says as follows. Pesach Sheni, Matzah v'chometz imo b'bayis, v'ein sham yomtev. V'ein Easter chometz ela imo ba'achiloso. He quotes Pesachim Tzadihei Aleph and Beis. What does that mean? I wonder what the art scroll says. Saperstein. What does it say? The fight to the death. What did Rashi mean? Did he mean there's no Easter chometz at all Pesach Sheni? And the pshat is, v'ein is the chametz. Hello? You're going to eat the chametz, ima b'achil also? You're going to have a sandwich. You're going to korban pesach on bread. I'll take, please, some korban pesach on a slice of rye. With seeds. Pesach, korban pesach on rye. You have it. Ain't is the chametz. Hello? Okay. Ima b'achil also. You're going to have pesach on rye. Pesach Sheni. I'll just say, no, he got it wrong. A carrot. The ain is a chometz on Yudalad with this beer, but what is there an Isser? Elima Bachiloso. That there is an Isser. There's an Isser to have Pesach on rye on Yudalad beer. Now let's take a quick look. They quote over here, Pesachim Tzadi Heyam and Aleph Nomad Beis. If you can figure the right answer, you're ahead of me. Because they fight it out before Shimon Rashi. I'm pretty sure there's a, you know, the classical before Shirashi. I have to believe that if tomorrow you show me the Saperstein edition, he'll tell you that who the two protagonists are. Yeah.
I believe they cite, if I remember correctly, they cite it's not the classical before Shirashi. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri says that there's no Isser Chometz whatsoever.
Mamash in Bnei Brak, you can have Pesach and Rye and your Yudal Bir.
Mikas Chinuch and Bnei Yoshua understand that there is an Isser Chometz. Mikas Chinuch doesn't like it because he doesn't know where it comes from.
Oh.
And their Mitzayin or Rashi, I think in Sukkah, that seems to be more Leduyah, that there is an Isser.
Is it? Let's assume, I remember the Mesh Chokh about it, I'm going to say, that's my recollection. But whatever they talk about, obviously we have an encyclopedia here, a walking encyclopedia, Baruch Hashem. So, the Maramakam in the official art school edition, you know, this is the Stone Chumash, is Pesachim Tzadi Heyam and Aleph and Beis. What does it say? Ma'abin Pesach Rishon the Pesach Sheni. Harishon also the Bayroah of Bayimot. The Sheni Chomet Umatzah Imo Babayis. This is the source. What do you mean Imo Babayis? Imo Babayis what? With in the closet or Mamish Pesach on Rod? That's unclear. That's exactly what's unclear. You're not going to get any clearer than this. Nothing else is found in this daf, to the best of my knowledge. I don't see anything else over here. So, this is a question, how do you read the Mishnah? So, I'm suggesting as follows, Rebbe, maybe that's shot in the Ran. Maybe the Ran holds that there is an Isser, the entire Isser of Chometz in the Tzrayim was what's called Imo Bachilos. Imo Bachilos. So therefore, it's a suggestion that you can't have the chametz with the carbon pesach prop. That's not allowed. So that's not allowed. So it's a very limited is. That's why he puts the two together. He puts everything together. That's going to solve all the problems. I don't know, because the problem over here, it says over here on the Tzadi Rav Beis, it says en chimutzo noeg ele yom echad. Moshe says hayom etav yotzim la'al echad bo'adin the pesach doros. The chimutz of kol ayom, who pesach dar is not kol shiva. So what kol ayom? The korban pesach is only you can't eat it the next day. So let me tell you what the tzlach said. The tzlach is wild. On this staff, the tzlach says it means yom means. What's a guess? Oh, you should be able to know this. The 14th, not the 15th. He says the famous verse, which I'll just say before Matan Torah. The night followed the day. So the Isser Chometz was from noon, high noon on Yudalit, until dawn. Laila v'yom means really yom v'laila. That's what the Tzlach says. That's what he says. You know, that's a big Kiddush, but that, he gets his many kashas that way. A little bit of the Gelush of the Gemara, tell you what, but it says over here, you know, Doesn't sound quite that way. Because in the Chalal, the Pesach was trying Lael Echad v'Sulo v'Tanya. The Gemara seems to say that's the next day. But okay, that's what the Tzlach says. The other way around. Now, this idea of only at night that we saw in Rabbeinu Yeshaya in the notes of the first, but also in the Maram Chalav is the same thing. It's the same thing. And there are those, again, who say it didn't exist at all. We'll do it with the Gemara. Maybe he learned, as I said, only Emo. And I have to look at those sources. You want to do a little bit of my research with me? I can have a chance to look at these sources. Here in the Mefarshi Otz and Mefarshi Talmud, he quotes the Maram Chalav and say, we just quoted from the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So do you want a second? This is what that for you here? Kuf. Tes Zion of the Days. Second. Kuf Tes Zion of the Days. I'll give you the source, please. Give me a minute. If you look it up, write it down, please. Look it up for me. Kuf design of the base. Great. Balayla, who's he quote? Ram Chalava, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. We saw quote in the grieve in the back. Ibn Ezra said so. I couldn't find it. Shmos Yubayz says well. I looked quickly. Then he quotes the Slav. And who said it didn't apply at all? At all. Rashbats, the Mamar Chometz, which I don't have. Rashbats, Mamar Chometz. And Amar Naka. It's the part of Nuru's parish on Chumash, Shmos Yudbeis Lamates. Like to know what they do with the Gemara. I assume that they relate to the Gemara. Okay.
What's it called?
Amar Naka. Ayin Nem Reish. Tzemer. Amar. Naka. Clean. Amar Naka. It's the part of Nuru's. It's well known. They just don't have it. How are we going to find it? They're in the library. I didn't have time to go look. So if you could do it, let me know tomorrow what it says there. Fine. Let's go further. The Tosfos Yotzev learned the Malacha meant his mutter. You know, some say I saw the Maram Chalav. He makes a distinction between Malacha between Laila and Yom. Maybe that's what the Ran means. And the Mishnayis, the Mariach says Malacha means Yom Tezayin. Let's give you some Rashi Prok. Let's now turn our attention to the continuation of the mission. We don't have too much time. We're going through things quickly. Give some Rashi Prok, and that's it. Now we have the famous line in the Mishnah, world famous line.
Let's
Asa Hashem li, v'tseisi mi mitzroim. This is the world famous line. The world famous line. Okay? Look on the side. V'gata v'mitzroim, less of v'ksav yad, less of v'mishnais, uv'ramba. Okay? It's not there. Rabbi Zai, you look on this number gimel, the number base, Aishin in Nisros, Laharos, Bechene Baramba, Chomotzumat, famously, Rashbam. Rashbam also has Laharos. That's all famous. No one knows that. Everyone knows from the Rambam. Where's the Rashbam? Tzorech. Look at Rashbam, Tzorech. Look inside. Tzorech Lagdia. He says, Kde Laharos, the Mesubim. Right? Not Liros, but Laharos. But Tzorech Shom, Pazak Zeb, Osam Nolz Misham. So Pasha is the Rashbam of the Gersa Laharos, the Ramah holds Laharos. Now let me answer the very important question, which I think is the most important question of all. Rabbi said, which sheet is a Chumra and which sheet is a Kula? What do you think?
Laharos is a big Kula.
Who thinks Laharos is a Kula? Who thinks it's a Chumra? We have one person who voted Laharos is a Kula. Who thinks Laharos is a Chumra? Okay, so the classical Svar, I looked it up and they quote over here on the side that the first of all they quote Yerushalmi that way. The Rambam says you're married through our Seven Arba curses. And the Yerushalmi is Mefurish, right over here, Mesubim Lahodia Sheyatsu Me Avdus Lecherus. So Lahodia, we know what Lahodia means. Lahodia is Laharos, right? To notify people of the situation that we went out of Mitzrayim. That would be Poshup Shad in the word Liros, which should really be Laharos. According to that understanding. Okay. So it's interesting. Is that a chumra or is that a kula? So the Chidah, also quoted them also in the Farshim, said like this. According to the Rambam, quote, Lo sadi b'machshava v'libo sheyikva v'libo kilu yahol yotzim b'mitzrayim. Oh, it's not enough. You have to be laharos. Implying that laharos is a tremendous chumra, lewis is a kula. But what do you say, Nathan?
It's a kula.
That's what I thought. Laharos is easy. I could recline, I could drink wine, they never do that. Liros, what do you call their chobos alavavis. You should really think about yourself that you went out of a tribe? That's 100 times on, if you ask me. The Ram is a kula. So it's you and me against the chidah. That's so far away, you know. No one else, although each one in this room had different opinions here, but that's what, yes.
I don't know if this question has their answer, but. Not the Ram's gear, so that Liros has Atzmo. So, what level of understanding or perception does that
require? I don't know. It's interesting. The Ram made another word. Who knows the other word the Ram made? One word. No. One word yet. You saw the Ram? Ato. Ayin Tov Hey. Now. Not that I left Mitzrayim X years ago. Now. Tonight. Just left Mitzrayim today. Mamish leaving Mitzrayim right now. Ato. As a matter of fact, I believe that this is the correct shot. What's coming next in the Mishnah? What's next in the Mishnah? Next Mishnah says, "Lefichach anachlu chayavim lahol dosul lahal l'shabeach l'fol rabul lahal rabul lekalas mishas lav semelas kol nitzmei nasiom yavdas lecheres v'yagon l'simchah me'evul yotu v'yafel l'agodul b'shul l'gula v'noma l'fonav." Different gear cells. This gear is Haleluka, Arecha Nomer, and what is Smecha, Kalashman Lamayim, etc. So the normal fun of Haleluka, that's the gear we have in Amish. Everyone knows that's not what you say. What is the choice of the gear says? The normal fun of Nu, Shira Chadasha, Haleluka. Everyone says that. This is the gear which doesn't have it. So if you have the gear of Shira Chadasha, the question becomes, what kind of Shira Chadasha? It's a Shira Yeshana. Hal is David HaMelech or Hal is, it could have even preceded him. I mean, why are they calling it Shira Chadasha? It's a Pilei Ploim. Pilei Ploim, what kind of Shira Chadasha? What is this? What's going on over here? What is this? No, what do you say? What's Pshat? Why is it a Shira Chadasha? What's new? It's old. It's old, your both sides. Take a look, Rabbosa, if you don't mind, in the Mordechai, in the Seder HaKotza. In the Big Day Yesha, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. I want to show you in the text that you actually have. The Mordechai said to the Tzara, look what it says over here. The normal lefano shira chadasha, havalo garasinet shir chodesh, lashon zachar, was kol ha-shira she'arvu, lashon nekeva, v'she'achar ha-neis, hoisa, tzorah mischadesha, slav all, like a woman who has babies. Okay? But the Tosa says, laws and lava, we say, those are the chodesh, that's in the ashigolanum. Kainagienu, let's look back on one hand in the Mishnah. Kainagienu, doesn't give you the text. There's a Bechule over there. The Bechule is, Shir Chodesh. When Mashiach will come, it'll be a Shir Chodesh. Be like a male. No more kids coming out. No more tzarks. That's what it says in Tosfos in the Mordechai. Fine. On the bottom, it says over here, the Marashal says, Amish doesn't say the word Shir Chodesh. Stop. The Tov Lama Shir Chodesh. Okay? To contrast it with Shir Chodesh. And that's Tosfos Girsa. That's a Tshuva to Marashal as well. But the problem is, what's the text? The Sefer Marit Salal, Shenoka Hai Venova Lefana Shira Chadasha Besegol Tagasanun, Vepatach Tagasamem, past tense, Venemar, not Venoma, Venemar, Vechainil Nizaiti, Kamuchrach Da Shira Chadasha Ratzloma Oz Yashir, Shehi Nemar Belosh in the Keva, Kemoshenema Hashira Azos. So therefore, it's past tense. It's past tense, Rabosa. Fine? Past tense. What's wrong? What's wrong with this past tense? Diktuk, what's it? Diktuk. Diktuk. What should it say? V'nemra. There's a man, the doctor. We have v'nemar. V'nemra, the fun of his past tense. V'nemra. So there are some who claim, and you can find it in the bottom of the Taz. Vanoma. You guys, Vanoma, 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 Vanoma. It's also past tense. Vanoma. Well, that's always singular, right? Vanoma? Plural? Vanoma. And we said, that's really sharp. That's where you get out of the hay of this thing. That's very sharp. However, on both sides, the Poshup shot is they had, Vinoma right now. Why is it a Shira Chadasha? Here's the answer, on both sides. We mentioned the Netziv. The Netziv said, that there's no chiyuv d'oraisa to say Hallel except for b'shas ha'neis. Nonetheless, there are those who claim, mentioned yesterday, that the Hallel say tonight is d'oraisa. You know why? Because b'chol dor chayav adam liras is atzma kilu yotza ato now mishibud mitzrayim. Now, right now. So if it's right now, so it's Hallel b'shas ha'neis. So the Noma, the fun of Shira Chadasha means because it's celebrating a new miracle that just happened this second. Isn't that an amazing shot? They quote the name of Brocha, I may have said this shot, possibly, that it's a new miracle, Rav Zsolti may have it in Mishnas Yavetz, that it's a new miracle, it's a new miracle, it's a new halal, which is Doraisa, it's considered a halal of the Shasa next. One of my sons is Mamitza and Shabbos Agoda. And he said over this drasha, he started by quoting Rav Putner. Rav Putner Zatzal, it's Pachad Yitzchak, quoted a part from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim was bothered by the famous kasha, why did the Rambam not count Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Taryah? So the simple pshat that Slap says, because it's not Lashem Tzivuy. The Man Tiskol and Mechayacha, we only count Tzivuyim in the Taryah. Rav Chaim gave two terutzim. The Lom Neshateretz is that it's not an independent mitzvah, it's part of Kriyishma. And so the Rambam Lashitasa that counts all three parshas as part of the mitzvah of Kriyishma D'oraisa. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Hashem Tosicha Meretz Yitzrayim. All part of Kabbalah Sabbat L'Shabayim. That's the Rav Chaim's brisk pshat. But his original pshat as a youngster, which was not brisk at all, is a pilpul teretz. What's the pilpul teretz? Everybody knows Nagoda. So Machlokes Ben Zoma Nechacham. What do you call him Mechayecha? Come on, you know. Chachamim say, "Nu, Yemei Chayecha Hayavim, Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavi, Mos Hamashiach." And Ben Zalman says, "What? Leilus." So if Chaim, if that's the case, there's no, it won't apply to Mos Hamashiach. It's either one or the other. Why won't it apply to Mos Hamashiach? The Gemara Brachos tells us why. In the first parak, Saras Achronos Mishakas Aserishonos. When Mashiach comes, we'll be thanking Hashem for saving us from the problem of pre-Mashiach, and we're not going to mention anymore Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shine. I hope this can't change. But some say it means that the mitzvah have a new form. It's just a new form of the mitzvah. The new form of the mitzvah will be not to mention Mitzrayim, but to mention the new Geula. Some suggest that with respect to the idea of the names of the months changing. They used to be by numbers, and now it's by they came from Bubble. They have names. It's just changed its form. You remember the most recent Geula. It used to be Mitzrayim, just numbers. Now it's Persian names. You remember we came out of the Golos of Bubble of Torah. So we'll come out of Ban in Chumash, because the Rabbi Yosef Alba wants to disprove the Rams of Ikri Amuna based on this. What do you mean the Torah can't change? The names of the month change. That's the answer they gave. It didn't change. The details change. But the fundamental is, call your month to remember Nisei Hashem. Used to be 1-2-12 from Tzias Mitzrayim, and now it's in Babylonian names. Okay, fine. Good. Very nice. Frek Rav Hutner against Rav Chaim, but the Rambam does count in the Taryag the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. I trust that for the Shachos of Rishonos. Answer Rav Hutner, it's a Pachad Yitzchak, you'll see it. Answer Rav Hutner, no! The Tzara Achrona Pesach night, after the Mashiach comes, will not be the Gula of the Mashiach. Oh no. Would be the Gula from Mitzrayim. That happens every 15th. It happened right then and there. Right then and there. So let's say Mashiach comes today. Oh, Halavai, today, we should come today. We'll go back there to Yisrael with Nissen Gluyim, and then Nissen Gluyim, Nissen Gluyim. So that means tonight already, we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, we'll come to Kriyashma, and we'll say, Vayomot, shh, stop. Kimei Hashem, alerts, Yat Avemun and Kozos, that's it. They'll clap the table. What about? Most of Mashiach, it doesn't apply. Right? We need to do a little bit. Okay. Halavai. I'm really going to give this clap. Maybe it's a good Moshe. I'm going to give a clap. I hope someone give a clap. Not to say the third parasha of Krishna. Good. So the question will be, what will happen to say tonight? Will they give a clap? No secret sees what's right? So this is no. Because the most recent miracle on Tetzvah Nisan is always going to be the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's what Rav Hutner says. So I use that word to explain why Hallel is a Hallel d'Oraisa. Because it'll be Shas and Ace. Now we understand why. The Noma Lafan of Shira Hadasha means it's the same text, but it's a Shira Hadasha, not a Din D'Oraisa, because it's a new miracle every single year. That was the Bar Mitzvah Drasha that my son gave quite a few years ago on Shabbos. It was Mitzvah actually was Erev Shabbos ago. Yeah.
Are there any other indications that it's Davka, like Kidu Yatza Ata? Like,
oh,
it's a very big.
Where did Rambam get it from?
It's a very big Kiddush.
Where did the Rambam said it? Can't deny it. Where did he get it from? The Rambam said it. You don't believe me? Look at the Rambam. It's right there. What's the Perek what? No, where is it? Perek Zion, Halacha what? It's here.
Perek
Zion. Zion?
Halacha Vav.
Halacha Vav. Kiluhu. Hiram Laharas, it's Atzma. Kiluhu ba'atma yotza. Ata Mishim Mitzrayim. It tells you where he got it from. Shenemar. V'yosanu hotzi misham. Well, Ram Zatana? Ram Zatana? Well, the Gemara says, take a look at the Gemara, the very first Gemara, Amar Rava, Sarach Shioma Votsanu Hotzi Misham. The Rambam is based upon enough in the Gemara, not just a Tana. Votsanu Hotzi Misham. Okay, that's the source for Mosai, for Bechol Dor Vadar. Votsanu. Where does it say Mosai? Where's the pasuk? Where's the telling on the side? Where does it say the side? Where's the Osama Nisham? Where is it? Dvarim Chav Aleph Chav. No. Dvarim Vav Chav Gimel. Vosanu Hotzi Misham. So the Mefarshim say, they quote the Erechas Chaim and the Kolbo, this was said to the Dor Boy Haoretz. This is already in Sefer Dvarim that Rav Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the last month of his life. Okay? These people are going to Eretz Yisrael. These people that Orchaz Chaim and the Kol will say did not leave Mitzrayim. They died. They died out already. Kol Mesa Midbar. So therefore, it's obviously the Doros. So even the Doris have to say Velsanu. You can't want the Pasuk and say Veshmos. Bavu Zel Asa Hashem Li. That guy Taka, he really walked out of its right. That's no right for us, for you and me. That's why the Ruchas Chaim called him. That's why he called Velsanu to Misham. And now Bavu Asa Hashem Li retains him in its right. That's a big chiddush if you ask me. Wasn't it true? This is what they quote from the Baal Chayyadim. Rabbi Sai, who died in the Midbar?
Everybody who was already
over 20 when they left.
And not
Sheva, maybe. But what about those? Who knows how many people were there under the age of 20? They say today in certain parts of the world, under 30 is 70% of the world. So under 20, and those with that population exponential rate, over under 20 could have been, who knows? More than half the population. Who knows? They survived when they're at the show. That's what bothered me about this. So in the ultimate version for the, they called it told us Adam Ibal the Rabbi Avram Danzig. That's Baal Chayadam, everything's Adam. Right? Chokmas Adam, Binas Adam, Nishmas Adam, Chayadam, no one. Told us Adam. I never read the same when I got it. If you want to get to the library, you can look it up too. I have to give up the page. Yes?
I think the answer might be that statement in the Torah is given in response to the Sheilas Ben HaChacham, and we learn that Ikar Ben is a Katan. So
I want to agree with you, but I want to add one word. The first one is Kishalcha Bincha Mochor. And Rashi says, Mochor Yesh Mochor Shulach Azman. That's the source. In other words, over here in Bo, it's just for those people. Mochor means way into the future. All this means, Rav Moshe, I think this is correct. That's how Rambam understood the Gemara. That's where we got the Atta from. That's where we got the Bechol Dor V'Dor. So it's Velsanu Otsi Misham. It has to be Atta. When else going to be? If I went out myself, by definition, it has to be Atta, right? That's how the Rambam understood. The Maram Chalava, however, has a completely different interpretation of what it means. Who remembers that Goda? Yes, sorry.
I'm still not sure I understand how the Rambam got Atta.
Velsanu. I went out. When did I go out? Last year.
Why not?
Last year? What happened last year? You all know that historically it happened 3,000 years ago. So yeah. Last year, I'm only X years old. I'm not 3,000 years old. So if it has to be. It has to be right now. Now or never. That's the Rambam. The Maram Chalav, who has it go? Has it go? Has it go? Who could say about what? You also got Shbogos, I was saying we're trying. Keep going. How's it go? All right. Anu, nu, uvaneinu, uvaneivaneinu, meshubadim, bayinu, lefayim, we're trying. Right? That's what it says? The Maram Chalav. That's how I think he learns. He writes, "Losan Otsi Misham Kloma Dim Lo Otsi Gam Anu Ha'inu Meshubanim Achshav." That's a new version of what I said. Doesn't mean I really went out. That means I would have still been stuck there had it not been for Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's not that's counter Rambam, right? The saying that I went out. Let's want to ask counter Rambam. Kil Yotza Ata Yishiva Mitzrayim. That's the Losan Rambam. What do you say? What's Lashon HaRambam? So every word counts. No, we gotta get the word, every word in the Rambam, every letter in the Rambam is important. The Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. What do you say? Kilu Yotza Ata Mishiva Mitzrayim. Then you can say, that doesn't mean Mitzrayim, Mishiva Mitzrayim. But every year I go out of the Shiva again. That's a Musa de Gavar. I don't know, but that's the Rambam Chalava said it would have been stuck. It's a different take. Okay, Rav Moshe, it's a different take to this issue. Let's just make another. We're making some short hours here. We really are trying to make cover a lot of ground quickly. Tosfos and Kuf Tezayin says, "Regarsin and Sham v'nazvachim u'menapsochim shechagigas arba'osar nechelas kodem lePesach v'shapesach nechel al asof." Hopefully we get there tomorrow. Hopefully, I'm trying to hurry things up. So v'nazvachim u'menapsochim. Open your Mishnah Brewers just to save some time. Open your Mishnah Brewers, please. The Siman Tav Ayin Gimel. Shara Tzion Tzav Kotten Pei. And then we show them, but it's the same time. Okay. Ayin Taz, everyone see it? It's page Pei Hei in Upper. Ayin Taz, Ma Shehevi Od Mishem Ariv, Dich Shechal Pesach Lomotzi Shabbos, Tzorach Loma, Ve'olso Laila, Menah Psochim Menah Zvochim, Shereen Chagiga Nechelas Bolaila Zeh, in Chagiga the Kareva Bishaps. That's not him. Chagiga Bishal may Simcha Shemakrib in the Lacha Biyomze. We spoke about this a while in the Sukh of Simcha, and that Kuftes. Ein Shuvas Knesset Yecheskel Sof Chelik Arachayim Mashapirisha Shem Dazel Chas Ruh Sherei Onum Mevakshim Shiyagiyenu Hashem Nevavad Rabonu Sosam Rabudoso Vishom Nocho Lashona Habo Kishalo Yom Pesem Mitzayam Mosi Pesem Mosoy Shabbos So Ben Azvach Ben Chagiga Kach Man Apsach This is what the Knesset Yecheskel says. Don't change it. Rabos, by a show of hands, who changes it? Who doesn't change it? Who doesn't remember? Okay. The minhag is to change it. Almost every Haggadah will have in parentheses to change it. He says, why should you change it? So I have a different shari. What if next year will be Motzei Shabbos? Look at the Shari Tshuva. V'yaf, the last line of Shari Tshuva on this page. V'yaf, the kviyah, kviyah, sashana, abo, yochol, b'shabbos, en v'kach klum. Why? Sha'oz, yikna, shalpiyariya. You know what it's going to be like? Now, is it ever in our calendar? Can you ever have Pesach on Sunday 2 years in a row? I don't think so. So he's saying the happening would be that the Pesach now is Monday night, but if next to the Motzei Shabbos, I should still reverse the order. He mixes that as well. So again, it's a machlekes what to do, and whatever you do is good. I'm not saying what to do. Different.
I think it's a night bach, and all the really old.
Didn't happen. Ma'ariv is not so nice. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Ma'ariv is not so old, not so young. It's just, before I forget, I'm supposed to read the Ma'ariv. I thought you brought up special for me. What about Isaiah's page? What page did Isaiah was? I want to show it to you before I forget it. The Ma'ariv says as follows. Listen to this. I'm reading it to you. You're kidding? I'm making it up. Look what it says. Rabbeinu Simcha, it says, we don't know where it is, didn't find it. Shem yesh sham katna sho'alo v'lomik bat ha'kara oz eina omer kol ha'agoda v'raya migamara dam ha'asim p'tartan elam anashtana v'kula chada milsahi ad Rabbeinu Gamliel ha'omer. I read it. I couldn't say that. I couldn't read so much by heart and bluff you out. Here it is. Page Kofay. It's there. Oh, your bookmark. It's here. I gave you a shtickle pshat yesterday, a beginning of a pshat. We'll come back to it hopefully a little later today. Okay. We now start our bosai. The next inyan. This is a very, very important inyan. Very, very important inyan. The Gemara's over here on that kuf design of the base. Matat Torah Levia, Morat Torah Levia, Bosai Torah Levia, Nirat Ochel Kuncha Bechutz. We had this once before. Especially whether the tamshila should be meat or not meat. Fine. Amra Machabaya. So it's a new sugi. Suma Potter Milomar Agoda. Xivacha Bavru Zeh. Uxivasa Beneinu Zeh. Ben Tzor Amor. Mal Alon Prat the Suma. Afkan Prat the Sumin. Prat the Suma. Different here, so. Okay? So what does it say? A blind person is Potter from saying the Agoda. Amazing. What is this based on, this Bava Zeh? What is it?
Yeah, all it means.
Is it just a stam din or is it a gzera shavah? The Rashbam says, look at the Rashbam, if you don't mind. Rashbam, Bavur. Look at it. Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, we'll see later. Zeh Rashavah lo gemiri. So clearly the Rashbam learns that mamash a gzera shavah. Mamash a gzera shavah. The Ran and his Kedusha, but that's, come on, it's not really a Xerah Shavah. They just learn, they learn it normally, you know, the same as it means over there, but Tzor Amor, but Enu Zeh, you're pointing to him. If you're blind, you can't point to him. So too, when it comes to Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, take a look at Rashash. Rashash didn't have a Kedusha Ran, didn't have a Kedusha Ben Adavit, for sure, and he said it on his own. Oh, Gedolim, oh, Gedolim. Take a look at the Rashash. Kuf Tezayin of Beitz. Zera Shava lo gomir. L'chor ha'chinami d'gam ravacha v'yachav lo big Zera Shava gomir. Ha'dachi komar. D'kemo d'darshina zeh d'shal l'mut e'sumi. Ha'chinami d'darshina zeh d'hoch. It doesn't mean like Zera Shava. It's just a, you know, sort of a derivation from there. Writes the Rashash, and so wrote the Rabbeinu David, so wrote the Ran. We have a Chiddush Ran over here. Is it here? I don't see it on the. According to what it says, they don't have a run, believe it or not. Okay, I don't know why. But according to what I saw over here in the Kovat Mefarshim. Oh, Kiddush Eran. It is here. I'm going to find it. Is it? Somebody's swarming me. Is there a table of contents? Give me a second. Kiddush Eran. What page is it? Page Tough Nam Hey. Okay, I will read it to you. Tough Nam Hey. Here we go. Here we are. This edition, it's page Tough Samache. I feel Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, love Gzeira Shavi. Tama mi almo de kama. De chihechi de ashin na hosam zeh prat la sumin. Hoka nami hoka mishamachi madrilin. Lo dami de hoka itzchuk, etc., etc., etc. If you look at Rabosai in the Me'iri, page what? Page Reish Chay Aleph, okay. So Me'iri's over here on page Shin Pehei in this edition. Suma. He paskins. Hasuma's Chayef. Alpha Pisha Kosov Bob Avrozeh. Vesumeni Yachol Liyache. Look what he says. A logical reason. Mikomakom are matzil mor lefonav v'yachol litleim ulagbiyim. What a beautiful balabata shetzara. You can't point, but you can pick it up in your hand. I have the matzah, I have the mor, I feel it. The Me'iri. Okay? But they also assuming there's no gzeira shabbos and even wouldn't apply to anything. Bala, what do you see from this whole sugya on both sides? We paskin that Suma is Chayim B'chol HaMitzvos. The pilpul is there a special miyut over here? But you see that Suma is Chayim B'chol HaMitzvos. Okay. Who disagrees with this? Anyone know? The Machlokos M'shas. Rabbi Yehuda, the Suma is Potter Min HaMitzvos. It's a famous Gemara, which is in two places, I will say. It's in Baba Kama, and it's in Kiddushin. Anyone know what I'm talking about? That's right. That's the Gemara I'm talking about. The Gemara is over here in Kimisechta Kiddushin as follows. Omer Rabbi Yosef, the same Rabbi Yosef as we have over here. Le'reish ha'vamina manda ha'va'amal le'alok Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomar, Suma Potem and Amitzvah. This is the last few lines on Kiddushin Amin Alef and Alef. And Medi Yontif. Because look, I'm a bigger tzaddik. Ain't a mitzvah v'yosef. Now, God of mitzvah v'yosef. Adarabba. What if the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, I make a Yom Tov with the Rabbah. This is the source for what do we have? What is the source for?
Bar
Mitzvah. The Mashal is Bar Mitzvah. It's coming from this Gemara. He has a Mitzvah with Yosef. Make a Yom Tov as a real student. Adka. Yes.
Rabbi said that the Me'iri is saying it's not based on Gzeira Shavah. It seems to me he was just explaining how the one who says that it's a Meschayev in Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim, how he learns the Zeh, because obviously, like Zeh, it's your point. You're aware of something that's there. So he's saying that like he could be Ma'abiyah and he knows that it's there. It's just it doesn't necessarily mean that he has
to
see it.
You're right. He doesn't say the Pharisee. It's not a Zera Shav. The Rashash, Rabbi Nadav, and the Ran did the Mirid not. Correct. I looked at it again. You're right. Okay. I'm not sure which one he does say, but doesn't. They're not clear. Okay. Fine. Narabosa. Some say, no, this Gemara can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Suma is Chayim and the Rabbanon. And in all mitzvahs, this is part of from complete. Who said that the Suma is Chayim and the Rabbanon? Who said so? You ever learn the Sugya? The Tosfos is in Erev, it's Arivav, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel. It's a Rosh and Kiddush. I brought the Rosh and Kiddush to show it to you. This is the famous fight about women making a bracha on Zman Gromos. They say, how could Rabbi Yosef be happy when he was potter if you lost all of his brachas? It must be, if you're potter, you can make a bracha. So the response that was, no. A suma is different than a woman. A suma is chayav by the rabbanon. A woman's pata completely. This is discussed. Rabbi both said, those want to look it up later. In the Rosh in Masechta Kedushin, Perek Aleph Siman Memtes. Rabbi Natan said, a woman can make a bracha on Zman Gerama. How does he know? From this Gemara. How was Rabbi Yosef? Sameach, he lost the bracha on Tzitzis and Tefillin and all mitzvahs of Zman Gerama. How can it be? That's his right. So those who say, no, it's no raya. It's no, and he, oh, who's another raya? Rabbi Natan. Al Gemara Pesachim. Suma potim ilamar agoda. Aye. Let's finish the Gemara. We didn't finish the Gemara. Back to our Gemara. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov Yaakov said. Fine. Haini, is it true what you said? V'omar merema shaltin l'rabbonim be Rabbi Yosef, man, omar agadatum be Rabbi Yosef, omar Rabbi Yosef. Ma be Rav Sheshet. So what do you see, Rabbi Yosef? A very strange Gemara. What's strange about this Gemara?
It doesn't tell you that they were blind.
What? Start again?
It takes them for granted that you know that they were.
Okay. The question is as follows. Rav Acha Yaakov said he's potter from saying the Haggadah. So the question is this. How can he say the Haggadah for his family if he's potter? Someone who's potter is lav bar chiyuva can be moed to the oilam. Answers the Gemara. Kasavi Rabboner means Rav Yosef Sheshes. Matzah is man hazeh derabonon. The matzah is only derabonon, and therefore, for some funny reason, if matzah is derabonon, what else is derabonon? Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is called the disciple. We'll have to come back to it. I think there's a connection between Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of matzah. So it's a women, a chayav and matzah, chayav and sipri. That's what he said. Fine. This is the Gemara. Let's just finish up while we're here. Michlal the Rav Acha bar Yaakov Savar, Matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa. Why? So Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Suma potter milo mar hagada. Right? What means potter milo mar hagada? Presumably means he cannot be motzi others. Why? Because it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Because matzah d'oraisa, sipur shmirah d'oraisa. Aye, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Matzah b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. Answers the Gemara, the last four lines, Chasavar. Called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. What does that mean? How do you learn pshat in this gemara? Rabbi, you saw the gemara. How do you learn pshat in this gemara? What does it mean? Anybody? What does it mean? Called the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. Therefore what? Anybody? What's pshat?
Just like a sinless pater.
So therefore what? So Suma is potter. And Suma is potter, therefore what? Even though Matzah is manazeh and Sipur is manazeh is the Rabbanon, a Suma still can't be motzi. That's the Pasha Pshat. Nu, Fetik Gemara, Adarabah. Rav Shesh is Rav Yosef, Nami, Havare, called Tinga Bani Hender, Rav Tikkun. So how can they be motzi the oilam in their house? Answer the Gemara, Ach Yashin. The kach and the ochel matzah mor zechel the mash osu the mitzvah of Mitzrayim, but they don't hold from the gzera shavah, they don't hold from the limud. Ad kan sugya segemar. Back to the rush in the sechta kiddushin on daf lamed aleph. Rabbi Natan quotes his gemara. I'm reading what he says. Umucha chosa the lo parech elamimash emotzien acherim. The kasha that they asked was in the fact that Rav Shesh and Rav Papa were moitzi the oil. That's the kash. Abo masha berchu heim atzma lo kashale. That didn't bother the Gemara. Afa gav diika bracha da sher galanu. So what do you see? That you can volunteer, even though you're not chayev, to say a bracha or a bosai. Or if in a time proves you can volunteer, so a woman can also volunteer. So the Rosh gets at it with three different ways. Miu ain't to write, kokach. Number one, Tadifa mina parch. In the Chanan, he's going to ask the kashim the bracha too. Number two, but the bracha shagolano leka v'tzivano. The tame who hechish number v'tzivano, muslim v'chayva. Loma the rice, loma the rabbana. In other words, you can't make a rabbi shagolano, don't say v'tzivano. Then, the Rosh says, gam nira de misuma en kol kak raya. The suma afal gav le potem in the rice, kon rabbuda, v'chayva the rabbana. How do you see? We can move back mahidim sochim. Out of Gemara. The Mishani Kastav Rav Shesh Rav Yosef Matav Zman Azed the Rabbanon V'lachain Ho Yuchom Lo Tziachayim Shema Mino The Yinu Mechayim Med the Rabbanon. It's like a Mefurash Gemara and Suma Zchayim Rabbanon. A woman's part of completely in Zman Gerom. Look at Chichol Nevarach V'lehim Ben Tzivon K'moshim Mevarachim Ben Erchanika V'chol Ben Tzit Rabbanon U'ma Shechivu Suma Ben Rabbanon V'isha Ptur Legarmi Taka Wai Haim and Tamim Mishum Tamim Yimin Baruch Yuvah A male The old Shelo Yeroi Kemi She'eino Noeg B'Torahs Yisrael He Patris Lei Mikol HaMitzvahs Avol Isha Mechayemes B'Mitzvahs Asay Shelo Azman Grama Parentheses U'B'Mitzvahs Lo Asay Close Parentheses. It's a very important close parentheses. For both sides, there is an assumption over here that Asumas Chayem B'Rabbanan. What is Asumas Nimid Araisa? Potter be call amitzis. What do you mean by call amitzis?
Sounds like
Shidduk
Mashmal. That's how the way Rebbe is reading that.
Right? If you have that parenthesis, it means it's potter even from Losa says. He can go kill people. Maybe not Sashim with the Noach. He can eat treif. That's the simple read of this, right? That's Chazer again. It's not the same as a Isha. It's different than a Suba. Why? Because she's chayeves, but mitzvahs say shalom zman grama, or but mitzvahs lo say. It's in parentheses, implying if that's true, that what? That a suma is potter from lo say, it's different than a woman. But it's only in parentheses. If you look at the Turi Evan, in the Sechta Megillah, Daf Chav Zalad, he has two pshat, we're not sure. Whether according to this pshat, would suma be potter from lo say or not. So it seems to be dependent on the parentheses here in the Rush, in the Sechta Kiddushin, Sim and Mem test in the first paragraph. Fine. Yes, sir.
Why is a suma pata for mitzvahs? Is that like with a with a
where did Rabbi Yehuda get it from?
With a cherish and a katan, like there's a lower level of das, or there was
certainly those days, right?
But
you're asking a question. Why is a suma pata in a mitzvahs according to Rabbi Yehuda? That's a legitimate question. Why is he pata? No, anybody? Oh, you can't interact with the world so well, so therefore it's considered to be part of the mitzvahs. Maybe. That's his reason. Maybe. Sounds like a good reason. Let's continue in this issue. Maybe. 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 Fine. Rabosai, there's one other interpretation which Tosus gives in Masechta Erevin in Rosh Hashanah, it says as follows, believe it or not, that a Rishus could be Motzi someone who's Chayav with the Rabban. I repeat, that a Rishus could be Motzi someone who's Chayav with the Rabban. What do you mean, a Raya? Katan. A Katan could be Motzi his father is benching, in certain cases, and he can be motzi in Megillah. But a katan is completely rishus. There's no chiyuv at all. The answer is, rishus can be motzi the chiyuv of the rabban. That's what Tosfos suggests in one teretz, in Erevin and in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. How is that square with our Gemara? I'd like to discuss it with you, but right now I have a bigger priority. If you want to look it up between now and tomorrow, Shir, look in the Turi Evan and the Megillah Chav Dalet. There's a discussion about it. I want to get to other priorities. We have time today. We'll get to otherwise at the end of tomorrow. I want to get to the next most critical Gemara, which is the link. What's the link, Rabosai, between Matzah and Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? If Matzah is the Rabbanon, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Rabbanon. What's that all about? This leads to a whole discussion, Rabosai. Rabbi Vadya has in his truth, in his Chazon of Vadya, the following discussion. Is it possible for somebody to be motzi somebody else in the midst of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? quotes a statement. Statement is impossible. Why? Because of the bincha. I got to speak to you. Wherever you find Shemek on in Shas, is where I have to say something. I have to say the Megillah. Maybe I have to say Krishna, something Shemek on. I have to say a bracha, a kiddush, whatever. I have to speak to you, Shemek Kohanim? Impossible. That's shot in the Birchas Kohanim. A Kohen get up there and put his hand up and say nothing. And then the Kohen around me, you know. My name is Kahana. I'm going to be silent. And Mr. Kohen and Mr. Katz on the sides, they'll say the bracha, and I'll be also Shemek Kohanim.
There
was
a grid in Italy where they used to,
that?
One
coin would, and all
the
other
coins
would stand there. Really? Get me that. Mm-hmm. Rosh Hashanah
or something went to the Italy, and they were inhabited to, they said they were
inhabited to Dukhan. Wow. So my Rebbe said it's impossible.
That's Rosh Hashanah cites it in that context,
uh-huh.
What they were doing.
It was a whole tumult between the tzim and the Beis HaLevi. How to do with... when you do or don't say Shomei Kohanim, I don't have time to go into the whole machlokes. It's a question of when you do or don't say Shomei Kohanim. So one of the riots, the Netziv, brought a riot that you say Shomei Kohanim, even if you need what we call kol rum for Mikra Bikurim. For Mikra Bikurim, someone can read for the Navy. And therefore he schlugged up what he heard from the name of the Beis HaLevi, that he said you can't say Shomei Kohanim by Birchas Kohanim. So my Rebbe explained that he heard a wrong rumor. He said he didn't mean that. Shomei Kohanim with all the details. Look, Shomei Kohanim by Kriyas Megillah, but I'm not reading the Megillah. Doesn't matter. I hear you read the Megillah. This is I read from the Kosher Megillah. But the Beis HaLevi means something different. It's interpersonal. Amar Lahem B'Kol Rum. He didn't mean the technicality of B'Kol Rum. Amar Lahem B'Kol Rum means you have to hear me. That's be an interaction between me, the Kohen, and you, the Israel. That can't be done to Shomei Kohen. That's what it meant. Ooh, beautiful pshat. Stack will accept pshat. It's how can you even kind of be God to the bintach with Shomei Kohen? I'll sit quiet. My neighbor has his sons. I see two, Reuben and Shimon are there. And they have two little kids, Levi and Yehuda. So Reuben will be quiet. Shimon will talk to Yehuda. And Reuben's going to be able to talk to Levi and Shomei Kohen. It's the stack that it can't be. And he quotes the rebel, Yashim said it can't be. Rabbi Vaz says, what are you kidding? It's a good, I'm a foolish tomorrow. Black and white tomorrow. Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef, they said that got it for everybody. What? Referring to a case where nobody else had a son? That's my opinion. No one else had a son?
We should just say one little part or something.
What?
You just need to have one interaction to say all about it.
Maybe there was none. No one else had a son. If we're right, the son is only under bar mitzvah. Who's it? Like all the graying of the shul. People got a gray. Oh, there are a lot of shuls where no one's there at Santa's mirrors anymore. Everyone's all about it. Alright? So that's a big kasha. But that's the kasha he is. How can it be? There's the Gemara Mefereshes that we should supply Shomei Kohanim over here. So I wanted to be Matcha the Raya with my Shtikul Torah we spoke about, if you recall, a few times. There are two Mishnayos with two halachas. One is the long Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Maskel B'Gnus, the Messiah, the Shvach. That is, Rav Osai, in my opinion, the what we call in Rambam speak Zechira, and the next Mishnah we call Rambam speak Haggadah. But ironically, if you look at the Rambam, when he quotes the Indian of Igadol and Haggadah, he's talking about these three things of an Aliyah Lomer. It seems that it's possible to say that this from an Aliyah Lomer is an independent obligation which everyone must say for himself or herself. But it's not included in the obligation to communicate it to your son. If you communicate to your son the long story of Rami Obidavi Ashirish Maparsha Kula, that's how you fulfilled the Vigata, because Vigata tells you two separate and distinct chidushim which don't go together. One, it tells you that the Parsha Zechira should be communicated to your son. Number two, it tells you, a new din of Bishar Sheish Matzim Rabban Al Chamecha, when you have to explain the Tama Mitzvah. That's what, as Reb Chaim explained, the two separate Chidushim. One is, it should be to your son, And two is, it should be the Tamei HaMitzvah, Pesach Matzah Maror. But the two don't necessarily go together. There may not be a Chiyuv Midoraisa to tell your son about the Pesach Matzah Maror. So it could be, the Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, Agadata. What's Agadata? What's with the Halakha Kagod? It's one page in the Rambam. One page. Starts Rabbi Galil Omer and ends Gal Yisroel. That's it. That's called the Haggadah. Everything that came before is not called Haggadah. It's called Tzchira. Perhaps, as I was a Chiddush, I wanted to say, to possibly deflect the Raya. Maybe only here, maybe only here, in this line, would we say that one person could say it. And when it comes to everything else, perhaps we'd have to speak to yourself. If you want to look at the Chazon Adi, I wrote down, it's end of Simen Chaf Aleph. We quote, end of Simen Chaf Aleph.
At the Goyen Seder, it was mostly everyone with the entire Haggadah.
I'm sorry?
The Goyen Seder, it was mostly everyone with the entire
Correct. Haggadah. Correct. The Goyen was mostly the whole, everything with the entire Haggadah. It's Mai Sarav. Mai Sarav, Simen Kuf Tzadiyal. That's not by me, I'm pretty sure that's what he says. That's where it is.
Yeah.
The whole, everything. So he held, Rabbi Osai, that there's no problem. It's okay. It's okay.
And that's how you're supposed to do it, because the Rabbi has
his mouth. Yeah. So the problem is that it rubs me wrong, because you know everyone's looking for himself, right? It rubs my shtickle Torah wrong. That's my problem. I mean, obviously, that the grow is more important than my shtickle Torah. Because yes, I'm sorry.
So, Rabbi, you're saying that the Haggadah of Rabbi Gamli Omer that
there is Shomek Omer.
But it says that's the part where it says Vigadu.
That's what I said before. Although the Vigadu are the two things, they don't conjoin. They're two separate things. One is Vigadu Mincha that you got to tell the whole long story to your kids. Okay. And then there's another din. Yaakov Baver says another halacha of matzah mavenacha lefanecha. You know what depends, but that you don't put two together necessarily. That's a chiddush. That's a little bit difficult. That's what I wanted to suggest.
It's also because they didn't have printed haggadah. So the chashish is that one, the oldest, the most learned person just said haggadah for everybody because he's the one who knew it by.
Correct. Okay, you don't know. It's Loraya. I'm just talking about that. He ain't done efshe mashiach. He didn't know it. Let's go a little bit further about that. What's wrong with my shtickle Torah? My shtickle Torah was based on the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer said that Pesum and Nisa and Shomei Kona don't work together. And I wanted to suggest, add to that, that Pesum and Nisa, where did it come from? The whole concept and category came from the Mitzvah Sibur Tzius Mitzrayim. That's why I was a little bit Nogeir B'Dover. I could see my Negeis to try to finesse it. But then I had ammunition from the Stipler's Kasha, and Rav Avadya's Kasha and the Stipler. That's why I put together the other part of the Shtickle Torah to come to this conclusion. But I'm the first to admit, not the simple pshat. I'm the first to admit. Okay? I'm the first to admit, not the simple pshat. But it's a possibility in any event. It's a possibility. Fine. Okay. Good. Again, it's against the Ma'aser Rav, against many other sources as well. Now let's go a little bit further back. After I told you the Shtickle Torah, let's go back to the connection between the two, as we mentioned before. There's a problem, Rabbi Osai. Who knows what's the halacha as far as a katan reading the Megillah for a gadol? What's it in?
Train the rabbanim doesn't work.
Doesn't work because Frank Tyson Megillah that you test them in Bays. Why shouldn't it work? Here the rabbanim, there the rabbanim. What the Tosfos answer? No, double the rabban. Where does this Gemara? Our Gemara says if matzah is mana says the rabbanan, then even though a sumo is potter, he can say the haggadah for other people. Why? The sumo is a double the rabbanan. What do you even think of that kasha? Sumo is a double the rabbanan, right? It's the rabbanan is mana there, everyone's the rabbanan, and the sumo is mana buys the rabbanan. How can a double rabbanan be mostly single the rabbanan?
No, it was all one. After it was my advice, when they had to make the mitzvah rabbanon, they made it on everybody. They didn't create an exception.
Wah. He doesn't know what kind of home run this is. I didn't ask the cash yet. But he just said he had a home run just now. The pitch wasn't even thrown yet. He already had a home run. How did I do that? He didn't the pitch as well. He already had a home run. How do you do that? In baseball, you can't. But in Ashi, you can. He had a home run before he even said the cash. What's the kasha? The kasha is the Rashbam, right over here. Kehein the Raisa Tikkun. Zot the Rashbam. U'kishem shebizman shebeis ha-migdash kayem potur, Hash the Nami Potter, the Eino Motzi Achemi Lechavos. That's the Gemara says now. What did the Gemara think before? What's the implication from the Rashba? Before the Gemara came on to the expression of Kain the Rise of Tikkun, the Gemara thought contrary to what the Rashba said, that even though his man Abayas is Potter, now he's Chayef. The Gemara thought, Pekta Turi Evan, what? Lo Yitochen, he says. Now, in Beis Hamikdash was Kain, he was Potter, and now he's Chayef? That borders on the absurd, asks the Turi Evan. What's your answer? You get the answer?
They made it on everyone.
Huh? Chazal would not make a special takon on a suma. But once they made a takon for everybody, they included a suma as well. That says the Devar Shmuel for the Yavon. The Mechavah of the Devar Shmuel are my favorite Mepharshim of Tzachim. That's exactly my Mishin's word for word. There were those, quoted notes in Mepharshim, taking it a step further. That is Mashi based on Tigash and Yakayim, Chazal could not be Mechayim a suma. Why? A special pasuk. And the Taz says, when the Befurish is in the Torah, you can't go against it. He's talking primarily about you can't make an Isser when the Torah is Matir, so you can't make a Chiyah when the Torah Patrish you. But it's Manazeh, when everybody is Potter, so then, that's like a Mega Zeichel Mikdash. We don't say that it's Manazeh is considered against the Befurish Apostle. The Zeichel Mikdash, they can do it. Wow. Mamash and Mechavim. To that kasha, the terrorist of Rashmul, to the Turi Evans kasha. Fantastic. But, I gotta tell you, the Sas Emes is terrorist, and the Gilead Yotes to this kasha. Brilliant answer. When do we say that a double Durabonon cannot be Motzi, a single Durabonon? Only the different Durabonons. Two different Durabonons. Like, for example, right? I'm a Megillah's Durabonon, and I'm a Kotten. Two different Rabbanim completely. So a double Rabbanim cannot be also a single Rabbanim. Tell us, Sasemas here, brilliant idea. The two Rabbanim in our case, namely Asuma and Bisman Azeh, are both derived from the same two words. Babruzeh. Babruzeh tells you that Asuma is Potter, even Bisman Abayis. And Babruzeh, Bishoshesh, Mazur, Mamun Achavan tells you, as no chiyuv siva b'daraisa b'zman hazeh. What does that mean? It's not a double drabonim. It's the same drabonim twice. Sharp of art. A double drabonim means Megillah is drabonim and Kotten is drabonim. Can be mostly a single drabonim. Here it's the same drabonim twice over. It never says it was double drabonim. That's a very sharp idea. The Sfasema says in the Sefer Megillah on daf yud tes amud beis. I wanted to say along those lines. Shat and Kain Doraisa. Listen to this. When the Gemara says Kain Doraisa Tikkun, what I think I meant to say is as follows. Not all the Rabbanans are created equal. First thing Gemara thought, look, Asuma is the Rabbanan, Mizmanazah is the Rabbanan. So good. That's good. Good. Why not? Matzah is the Rabbanan, so Sinstra is the Rabbanan. So therefore, Asuma is the Rabbanan. What's the wait a second? Wait a second. We'll call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kehen Darais HaTikkun, which means as follows. We'll use an expression of Ikro Daraisa. In other words, we can suggest that since the Chiyuv of Sipu Yitzchus Mitzrayim was Darais HaBizman HaBayis, it's still considered Ikro Darais HaBizman HaZeh, as opposed to Asuma with Mufka Legamre. Therefore, he's a lower level Darabonon. By Summa, you don't say the Chiyuv is Kain Doraisa Tikkun. But Sipur Bizman Azeh is Kain Doraisa Tikkun. But a Summa is not Kain Doraisa Tikkun. That's what I wanted to suggest. Pshat in this Gemara. Even my Chadar Abonim, they're not all the same on the same level. I sort of found something very similar about Sai in the Ram, in the Sefta Kiddush. The Rana Masechta Kiddushin, on that same daf, I quoted you the Rosh. Kiddushin is the Flamed Aleph. I quoted you the Rosh and Siman Mem Tes. Now I'll quote you the Ran in Kiddushin, that Flamed Aleph. Omen Aleph. Here in our print. On my desk downstairs, I have the Oz Vahodah. There I can even read it. Here we have the old runs. What did they do with? Let's see. Here we go. I'll give you this one second. It's on page 2nd, where can I find it? Page 2nd. No? Here it is. Page Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in this print. The whole discussion, the same thing as we had in the rush, you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Oh, quotes Pesachim Kuf Tezayin. They made the Seder. Motzien et Ravi dechavasim bebrachos, even though they were blind. So Matzah says they're Rabbanim. If they're Raisa, then they would not be motzien. Okay. Even if Madam Asumus Chayim Mitzus, Matzah is Matik. Look what he said over here. This line. Do you read this to me? I feel Madam Asumus Chayim Mitzus. Kabe Matzah Miet Dekro to the east of Hasa. Is that correct? Is a suma potter for matzah? I'm asking a shayla, a basic question. Is a suma potter for matzah? You learned the sugya. Huh? I thought suma potter from sipatis was right, not for matzah. Barbara was there. But with matzah. Maybe it means matzah. I don't know. Okay. Bakshin and Hoch. He's going to Gemara. I'm just like one kasha. What do you mean, Matz? Akshina. For call the ticket of Bunker, the price of ticket. Kolomar. Look what he says. Vehechi mapik lachrini. Has a blind man read for others? Alma. Dichihechi de bidoraisa. Lo mapik midirabot. Chihechi de bidoraisa. Lo mapik. Asuma can be also de raisa. Midirabot and nami lo mapik. Frektaran. The kevet shekain afilu raw lama pores as soon as pores ala shema. That's the more beginning of chavdal that the two heavens going on. What's the difference? Yesh lama ein achinami afilu b'mina de rabbanon kol hecha di isle ika b'doraisa lo mapik v'hainu ahi the hasam. Oh, kol the tikkun rabbanon ken the raisa tikkun means what? It's ika doraisa. Priest of Shema, only with the Rabbanon. Has no Iker Daraisa, Rabosai. Wow. Maybe. Terrific. I think that's what I'm basing myself on. This run in the first teretz. There's a second teretz in the run, Rabosai. I'll be honest with you. There's a second teretz in the run. What's the second teretz in the run? The second teretz in the run is, even if he has an Iker Daraisa, since chiyuv less than the rabbanon, also the rabbanon, mapa the rabbanon. So what does it mean over there in Masechta Pesachim? Quote: Kevan de bezman abayis miyat derachman alasuma mechiyuv de matzah. Again, siba matzah. Bezman hazeh nami shuv de rabbanon ein roy sheichavu chachamim. The Rashbam said here, they call the tikkun rabbanon came the rice of tikkun. In a chinami, chay the rabbanon, mabe the rabbanon, even if it's ikum in the raisa. And he quotes more brachas, etc. Of course, the question then becomes, what did I think before? That's the Tori Evans question at the Rashbam, so we gave a possible teretz that, which is really Nathan's teretz. Possibility. I'll just give you the Ran if you want to look it up. It's page Yud Gimel and Manalf and Tapi Haran in Masechta Kiddushin at the beginning of the wide lines. Okay? Please look it up if you have a chance. Now the remaining 5 minutes, I'm going to try to get to the Turiyah. Let me say tomorrow, she gives some coming attractions. Tomorrow we are starting right away. I just can't afford it. There's no time. Kuf Yud Zayin of Beis. Have all side. The Mishnah on the bottom. Mozgul Okos. Just until the words Divir Abtarfa, which is the end of the fourth line on Kuf Yud Ches. That's all we're doing. It's a few lines here and there, but you have to see the Rishon. There's all kinds of Balamars and Rambans and Rans and Roshes, everybody. This, you can learn this sugya carefully. You can look at Shulchan Aruch. You have a chance. This is going to be start tomorrow, Shia. And then, I'm going to finish all this. We're supposed to finish this sugya after Kofman tomorrow. Right? That's what it's supposed to do. That starts on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Ein Rav Tinraf Rav Pesach Rav Yikoma. And the Sugya ends the end of Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. That's another Amud Gemara. Some of it we saw already. Tosis, so maybe see a little bit again. I'm already thinking that we're not going to have to finish tomorrow. I'll make sure I finish on Sunday. And maybe the Chazara starting on Monday. I don't know. We'll see what they're doing. I need to add to what the guy wanted about the Bechina. Whether you have any vote, what, when, how you want it, discuss it with Adam between today and tomorrow. Some kind of a conclusion. See out of the Shema. In any event, from right now, in the remaining 3 minutes, I want to discuss a little bit what the Turi Eben says in Megillah Chavdalet. It's brilliant. I'm going to leave it to very much B'kitzer. The Turi Eben has a follow yourself. Is how is it possible that anybody in his right mind can say that Rishus can be motzi the Rabbon? That's one day in Tosfos and Erevin and Rosh Hashanah. It's against our Gemara. Why? Our Gemara has the kash over here on Kuf Tazayin of Beis. We'll call the Tikkun Rabbon and Kain the Rise of Tikkun. What's the kasha? A Rishus is motzi the Rabbonim. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? That's why he thinks it's wrong. My answer to that kasha is with the Ran. No. When Tosfos said Rishus is melted the Rabbanim, they only meant the low level of the Rabbanim. Shein lo ikah daraisa. I wish they meant Kazayas of Pas, Megillah. But over here, where it's a Kein daraisa, where it's a higher level, ikah men haTorah, Tosfos never meant it. That's my terrors to that Kash. It's a little bit of a more complex Kash. It's hard for me to tell it to you in a minute. He asks like this. If Matim is Manazeh the Rabbanim means, according to this Tosfos in Erevin, the Rishus is Motzi, the Rabbanon, so what's the Gemara bringing a Raya from Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, from Acha bar Yaakov, excuse me, what Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov say? Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says, Michlal, the Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov Sovar, Matzah Bizman Hazeh, is Doraisa. Who said so? All Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov did is to patter a Suma. He never said that what? That a Suma can't be melted to somebody else. Maybe you can, even though you're potter. So what's the Gemara's kasha? If you assume, like everyone else assumes, if your potter cannot be melted to anybody else, we understand very well the Gemara's kasha. But if not, what's the Gemara's kasha? So my answer to that question is to change the gears. Not me, Chas V'Shalom, I don't change gears. Look in your Oz Mahadur Gemara, Rabbosai, give a look. Give a look. In your Oz Mahadur Gemara, Os, second, Os, where is it? Can't find it. See it before. Ches. No, it's Ches. One second. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Look there first. There he has to change the different gears. And Chananel says as follows. Omar Bachama Yaakov. Go here. Suma Posel Lomar Hagada. Ah. Suma Posel. Holds tough, amen. Mashma the Posel and holds the Achaev of the day Chayev. So Achloma the Afta in the Bechlal. He got it to Achaev Shum Dachamoni. Shum Zach. Whoa. He goes as far as to say that he really would be Chayev just like this Posel. If you don't say that. But once that the gifts of puzzle, it's clear as day what the Gemara's kash is. The Rebbe himself has a shtickle a marocha. He says he must be a daraisa. Why? Because if it's a daraisa, it's an afkamina, you cannot be motzi anybody else. Had it been the Rabbanon, so what's Rav Acha bar Yaakov telling you? You're chayav the Rabbanon anyway. Everyone's chayav the Rabbanon, and Suma's chayav the Rabbanon. That's his fancy pshat according to other Rishonim. But even according to this Tosfos in Erevin, we gave a teretz. Either with the Gears of Apostle, which we found in the Rabbeinu Chananel. We're stopping here. Then tomorrow we'll go as much as we can. And Sunday, as much as we can. We'll try to start the Chazar on Monday. At the point. Sorry for the extra delay. We may start Shia tomorrow, let's say about 10:45. We'll catch an extra few minutes. Okay?